What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent, is with me now, and we're going to answer your tech questions in a moment or two. But first, you were looking at a piece in Wired, and we won't use the word here, but it talks about how technology companies, the social media platforms, start off as one thing and end up very much as the other. And is TikTok following down this gruesome path?
Yeah, and it's a fascinating piece that I'd highly recommend you go and look at, because it uses examples as far back as Amazon, when Amazon started, through to Facebook and now with TikTok. And the premise of the piece is that initially when these companies come to the fore, they're looking to bring in customers. So there's the wow factor. You're getting something from these companies, or from the companies as a consumer. Then as a business, you're seeing that all these consumers are using the business. So maybe I should advertise my business or put my products on this service. And then over time, the model shifts and it moves away from being a fantastic place for the consumer because it's catering too much to the businesses. And from the business's point of view, their eyes on the next iteration of the younger companies that are coming through to try and keep that steady flow of companies coming through.
But a simple example would be with Amazon. You're trying to buy books and you go on Amazon and Amazon give you the books and they were reduced in price. They were great bargains. So then the booksellers themselves feel, well, we got to sell through Amazon. So they sell through Amazon, but Amazon take a big whack from the bookseller. So therefore, they're now, you know, taking a bit of the sweetness that might have been on offer. They take it for themselves, a bit like when the government gives grants to developers or to the customer, say, for a first time buyer grant or something like that. That's fine. Mm. But then the developer says, I'll have that, and raises the price by the value of the first time grant.
Yeah. And it's frustrating for pretty much everybody involved. There was a story that broke in Forbes that's tied to this last week. And it found that TikTok does something that's called heating. So they found this based on internal documents and speaking to members of staff. And this really illustrates the point. So you have content creators and influencers who use the TikTok platform. They start doing brand deals with, you know, big important companies making a bit of money. And TikTok sees this. They want that brand to spend more money on their platform so they can heat. They can boost that one video so that the influencer can go back to the brand and say, do you know what? I'm after getting a million views. It's fantastic. Encouraging the brand to spend more money on other influencers on the platform. But there's no guarantee that the other influencers that come down the line will get their videos heated and go viral. So it's kind of, there's allegations, I suppose, of a bit of dodgy dealings. There's been a lot of conversations over the last number of years as to whether or not you can believe the digital report stats that come out, because everybody claims to have the number one podcast in Ireland. Everybody claims to go viral on Twitter, on Instagram, whatever it is.
And is it the truth?
Is it the truth? Or is there somebody in a room somewhere in the world clicking on Pat Kenny's video saying, let's make this go viral. Let's make sure everybody who opens TikTok between the hours of 6 and 10 p.m. see this video. We don't know that they're saying that they don't, that they've never come out just to acknowledge that they do it. However, Forbes have seen documents and spoken to staff to say that things like that do happen.
Okay. What to believe. Anyway, we've got a number of questions coming in. Jess, we're going to Barbados soon. We want to be able to ring Ireland and use Spotify while there without incurring massive costs. Is an eSIM the answer? And if so, which company? We have Google and Samsung phones.
Yeah, eSIMs are fantastic. I used it the last time I was in the States and I'd highly recommend it. What I'd suggest you do is Google the most popular, the most, competitively priced network in Barbados. ideally, what you could do if it works for you is just get a data plan. So when I was in the States, for example, I was on Mint Mobile over there. I paid $15 for 7 days and I had unlimited data, which was incredible. I could then call people on WhatsApp, use my Spotify, use my Maps. So I'd look for a data only plan.
You don't physically get a SIM at all?
No, this is something that's become more and more popular in recent times. What happens is you go onto the website and then it'll give you instructions on how to do it. You do it within the settings of your phone. You go to settings, you go to network, and then you can add an eSIM that way. It'll give you a code to put in and it'll save your Irish phone bill.
Please recommend an Android mobile, approximately maybe €150 or so. I currently use Huawei Y6. It's losing battery charge, very slow for everything at this point. Samsung too expensive for me. That's from Brida.
Yeah, the Huawei Y6 is an old phone now at this stage and you've done well to get this long out of it. Nokia have fantastic phones for between €90 to €160. So I would definitely look at Nokia. There's also, there is the more affordable end of Samsung. I think it might be the A range. So have a look at some of those phones, but you can absolutely get either Nokia or Samsung for that price bracket.
We've had problems roaming in Europe with the virtual networks 48 and Tesco for years, unhappy with their roaming services and support very hard to get at the best of times and more difficult when abroad. Does Jess know about these problems?
We did hear about this and we covered this story last summer here on News Talk. There were issues with some of the digital mobile networks, and it was in relation to the 3G mobile network being turned off in certain parts of Europe. So you'll know by now that we have 4G and obviously 5G. Some countries around Europe opted to turn off the 3G network, which caused huge disruption for a whole host of players. I do know that Tesco Mobile have physical stores, so you can go in to one of those stores around the country and talk to somebody there about the issue. Also, 48, I know that their website, they do have chatbots there that are chat assistants that are quite good in helping. So get onto them before you go away and find out if there are pockets. If you don't get a satisfactory answer, you can get onto Comreg. That's what they're there for.
Yeah. Those chatbots, are they AI or are they real people?
They're real people in most cases. Very often what happens, particularly on sites like that, is that you might be met with a chatbot initially going, can you tell me a bit about your problem? So they can then point you to the right person. You get this across the board now. And the good news, as we spoke about recently, is that these chatbots and this AI is getting smarter. So it does speed up the process rather than being on the phone, pressing 4 for help and 0 to go back to the start and all that jazz. Mm-hmm.
You'd like to ask a chatbot, an AI one, like, how good are you at solving my problem? Be honest.
I think they're too humble. I think they have a modesty bit built in.
I've got 8 and 10 year olds Android tablets. Can you recommend child safety software, please?
There's great software that comes, on Android. I always recommend Google Family Link, which is completely free. And you associate the child's device with your account. So you can kind of get eyes on what apps they're using. You can also set screen time limits, again, completely free, and get a lowdown, as to what they're using and when.
I'm changing my vintage phone, a Samsung Galaxy S5, to a Samsung S10. Will the same SIM card transfer from old to new? If not, what can I do? That's from Catherine.
I don't know. S5, that's incredible. That's a good while
It'll
ago.
It'll be a different size SIM, one suspects, but you can
go to your network shop.
Yeah, just get a new SIM and they'll do it for you.
They
no
move
problem.
It over straight. It's very straightforward. They may even be able to cut your SIM card to fit in, but just go to whatever network shop you're with.
My wife and I have Spotify. When I go on, she's streaming music and I turn it to mine. It's annoying for both of us. Is there a way for the two of us to listen separately?
Yeah, but it's going to cost you more. So you can get what's called the Spotify Duo plan. So that means, I think it's only 12 quid versus 99. It's a small increase, but it means you both have a profile and that you can both listen at the same time.
All right, Jess, we have to leave it there. News Talk's technology correspondent, Jess Kelly.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.